afternoon. My name is Marjorie Griffin Cohen, and I am Chair of Women's Studies at Simon Fraser University. And I am pleased to welcome you to this event. This is a three-day happening with two public events, and the first one is tonight. And I particularly want to welcome people who come from very far away as Nigeria, to be at this event, and we really do appreciate that in Ithaca, New York. I'm particularly happy to have Liz Philippos here this year. She has been our Ruth Wynn Woodward Chair. We have an endowed chair which enables us to bring a scholar every year to Simon Fraser University to help us with work that we think would be of interest to a wider community outside of our academic community. And when we interviewed Liz Philippos last year, she suggested this conference, in fact, the title. And this was particularly important at the time because of Canada's, the way we had been behaving internationally, and particularly what had been happening in Afghanistan, and with regard to people who were detained because of their ethnicity. And I think it is particularly important now because things have changed so much just recently. With a government that is much more in tune with the American foreign policy, so we can expect things to change there, and also with the very recent budget decisions to increase our military force by 13,000 people for the regular force and 10,000 for our reserves. And when we consider that we only at the moment, or only, but we have 2,300 people in Afghanistan now, we can imagine that they intend to do something else with this military might. So that is really very important, and it's important for us to be dealing with these issues of gender, race, Islam, and the war on terror. I also want to say that we, because of the endowed chair, we do have funding to enable us to put on events like this, and we have the help, the administrative help to do this, particularly in the name of Amanda Shaw, who's very skilled at putting on events like this. So I'm very pleased you can all be here, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing the speakers this evening. And I want to thank the people who have cooperated with the Woodward Chair for this event, in particularly RACE, the Researchers and Academics of Color for Equality and Equity, and the UBC Center for Research in Women's Studies and Gender Relations. And also, we were partially funded by the government, the federal government, but they didn't know it. It was through the Social Science and Humanities Research Council. So